Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's Literary Journal, with this week's offering from the Healing Muse. I've brought two poems today. They deal with families caretaking their loved ones. In the first poem, the speaker is a physician, but he is a son watching his father grow older and sicker. In the second poem, a mother is watching nurses care for her son who is unconscious in the hospital. The first poem is When the Doctor's Dad is Dying by Robert Schwab, an emergency room physician from Kansas City. When the doctor's dad is dying. The son plods along, his footfalls fighting the gravity of the situation along the hospital corridor. Pausing at intervals to wait for his father, the son knows this walk tires the man who once worked 6 days a week molding steel into skyscrapers. The son waits, hearing the shuffling behind him, remembering all the times he followed his father across the yard, plastic lawnmower stirring the freshly cut grass clippings, trying to keep up with his hero. The father scuffles along, his sneakers struggling against gravity, pacing himself so he doesn't fall too far behind. He watches his son's back grown broad and strong, remembering when he wore the boy like a backpack on the way up to bed. He labors, falling behind, losing ground, remembering what it was like to walk 10 stories up all day long, never tiring, never afraid, never thinking of the day when he would no longer be able to keep up with his son. The son waves and nods to his students who call him teacher, to his patients who call him doctor, wanting to tell them that he can be neither just now, that for this moment he is only a son. And then he stops, turns, and looks, just as his father stops and looks, and their eyes race across 30 years of unspoken love, carrying the message that neither can speak nor bear to hear. It is not supposed to be this way. The second poem is by K.B. Kintzer. She's writing as a mother, watching the nurses who care for her son in the hospital. Her poem is called The Other Mothers. They arrive in uniforms of gray, pink, and blue, the colors of dusk, of dawn, patterned like flocks of birds lifting from water to sky, rustling about the room, straightening sheets, plumping pillows, untangling tubes hanging from IV poles that chirp, whir, and tether the bed, a boat floating, trying to drift from this pastel shore. A blur of movement, they bob and turn in short, swift steps, check charts, temperature, administer meds, and let his mother brush Vaseline over cracked, swollen lips. Let her comb his hair, massage cream into his hands, his feet. Let her stay at the foot of the bed. They wash his body but cover him as they go, before and after, to expose nothing to janitors swabbing floors, removing trays, emptying trash cans. They support his head, his arms and legs with pillows and blankets just so, for they've practiced at home, sprawling for hours on couch cushions and foam bolsters. Slats of sunlight enter the room, rose slowly across the floor, fade. At night, his mother watches them lift and turn her son to face the window, always east.